You're listening to the audio production of How Happiness Happens, Audio Bible Study by Max Lucado, published by Thomas Nelson and presented by the author. The Audio Bible Studies series provides a unique audio learning experience. Unlike a traditional audiobook's direct narration of a book's text, How Happiness Happens includes high-quality live audio sessions from the author that cover important Bible-based topics. These sessions will reflect the ambience of the unique recording locations, immersing the listener into the teaching.
How long has it been since you felt a level of contagious, infectious, unflappable, unstoppable happiness? Well, maybe your answer is all the time. If so, God bless you. But if you're like most folks, the answer is, well, it's been a while. I used to be happy. But then life took its toll. Joy can seem like such a fragile thing, here one day and then scattered tomorrow by the winds of a storm. Still, we keep searching for it, but fewer of us are finding it. So, what's the answer? How can we make happiness happen in our lives? I think the findings of a study conducted a few years ago sheds light on the subject. A team of researchers found that happy people devote their time to family and friends and nurture those relationships. They are also the first to help others. Are you seeking joy? Then do good for someone else. Happiness happens when you give it away. Jesus' words were spot on when he said, "It is better to give than receive." Now, he was accused of many things, but he was never described as a grump. People didn't groan when he appeared or duck for cover when he entered the room. He spoke candidly about sin and death and the needs of the human heart, but he did so with hope. He brought joy to the people of first century Palestine, and he has enlisted you and me to bring joy to the people of this generation. Not an easy task. The people in our world are moody, fickle, and stubborn, and that just describes my wife's husband. If we are going to find the joy that comes through giving it away, we need a plan. Fortunately, the Bible has a lot to say about finding joy and the act of sharing it. The New Testament contains 59 one another statements that serve as practical principles for making happiness happen. I've grouped them in this study into a list of six. In this session, we start with one of the most basic of these principles, but also one that serves as a gateway to the others. It's the principle of accepting one another. One of the most difficult relationship questions is what to do with your opposite you. You know the one. It's the person with whom you fundamentally disagree. You drive a hybrid, he chugs around in a gas-guzzling truck. You vote red, she votes blue. You follow different value systems. You embrace different philosophies. You adhere to different codes of behavior. Your opposite you can drain your joy tank and create tension, especially if the person is your next-door neighbor, boss, or, as in the story we are about to hear, your coworker.
So, several years ago, I had just had a brand new baby. I think she was 4 months old when we found out that my mom was sick. And very quickly...